Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Lacey Scarmana on this Thursday morning, September 14th. People who live and work on and near John Deere Road should be glad it's been dry. The lack of rain means work to widen it has not been delayed. The road should be ready for 5 lanes of traffic by Thanksgiving. Ryan Hippen, construction field engineer from the Illinois DOT, says nearly all the underground work has been completed.
At this point in time, we should be finishing our westbound work here by Thanksgiving. At that point, we will remove the head-to-head barrier wall out there, shut down for the winter, and begin work next spring for the second half of this project, which is building the eastbound lanes and the north legs of the intersection out there.
Project implementation engineer John Wegmeyer says this year, 4 lanes of traffic are using the westbound side of John Deere Road. Workers are building 3 new lanes on the other side. The $51 million project will widen more than 2 miles of Deere Road from I-74 to 70th Street in Moline. Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan yesterday issued formal guidance to state and local police on immigration law. Brian Mackey has more.
The document outlines recent changes in federal and state policy. On the one hand is President Donald Trump's January executive order meant to increase deportations. That's juxtaposed against Illinois' new so-called Trust Act, meant to increase protections for immigrants without legal status. Governor Bruce Rauner signed that into law last month. The AG's guidance says even though the president has expanded the definition of who's considered a criminal and thus a priority for deportation, that does nothing to create any power for Illinois police to enforce federal immigration law. In fact, Madigan's office says Illinois law prohibits state and local law enforcement from arresting someone based solely on immigration status. I'm Brian Mackey.
Residents of Rock Island County can help the Forest Preserve District plan for the future. Tonight, it will hold the first of 2 public meetings to update its master plan. Director Jeff Craver says the plan is updated every 5 years, and in past years, people have asked for more accessibility.
Accessibility to Lake George would be more boat docks, fishing piers, trails, that sort of thing. You get a variety of upgrades to amenities, expansion upon trails.
Following the public meetings, the Forest Preserve District will also survey county residents. As a result of this same process 5 years ago, Craver says trails were created and improved in several parks, and the district increased its effort in marketing and social media. Tonight's public input meeting begins at 5:30 p.m. at the Niobe Zoo Education Center in Coal Valley. The second meeting will be held September 26th at the Indian Bluff Golf Course in Milan. A life sentence has been upheld for a Quad Cities man sent to prison for murder. Yesterday, the Iowa Court of Appeals rejected an attempt by Romeo Hardin to get a new sentencing hearing. In 1996, when Hardin was 15 years old, he killed Augustus Nance, was convicted of murder, and sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. But he had to be resentenced 20 years later after the Iowa Supreme Court ruled juvenile offenders could not be sentenced to life without parole. A Scott County judge then handed down a sentence of life with the possibility of parole. For this hearing, Hardin waived his right to counsel and represented himself, but then appealed the new sentence, claiming his waiver was not voluntary. Appellate court judges rejected his claim because he'd represented himself at hearings in the past and was familiar with the process, and anyway, that there was just one sentence possible for his murder conviction. I'm Lacey Scarmana, WVIK News.